Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
My generation will make a change.
Ow!
This generation will make a change.
At age 35,
my generation will make a change.
Should you go into denial?
My generation will make a change.
When midlife is mentioned,
this generation will make the change.
Bubby, are you a midlife Peter Pan?
My generation will make the change.
Are you shipwrecked at midlife? That's about age 35. And it's said that men go into denial almost 100% of the time when the word midlife is mentioned. Now, you may not deny any kind of midlife crisis, but the symptoms kind of exist, some for all the world to see, but many just hide right there under the skin. It nags you to do something, dude, something radical. It can happen like this. You've had years of focused activity, relatively happy. Suddenly, you feel trapped in your job, and you feel tempted to cheat on your wife.
And then you get on your new Harley, and you ride into the sunset with that young blonde on the back with her belly button showing for all to see, especially you.
Okay, I know. You bought that big hog strictly for an investment, right? Okay, we're having a little fun. But at the midlife crisis, you know, you've seen guys, and maybe you're tempted to do this yourself, they toss their reasoning and their integrity to the wind with very little consideration of the outcome. New Man Magazine, this is a very excellent publication, we're quoting from that today, incidentally, that says that the New Life Clinics down in Florida tell about men who come into their office with no idea what's wrong. They don't think they're dealing with a midlife transition. They're just stressed out, burned out, depressed. They're anxious. They can't figure out why they're having fits of rage or insomnia. Did you know that these men are typically 35 and older? Now, on one extreme, they give up their families and their jobs. On the other end, they just press on. They trudge through the weekly drill. They cling to mundane weekend diversions to relieve the pain, but they never have the courage or the knowledge to restore a joyful life. And that's what this segment is all about, restoring a vital life. Midlife crisis is bunk. Now, one 36-year-old talked about the sentiments of many. He said he was already feeling over the hill at that age, but he was trying desperately to stay on top. Not long ago, he was proud of his age because of all he had done as a younger man. But now, he didn't talk much about his age. He thought that getting near 40 was the start of professional oblivion. After all, in corporate America, youth is king. Companies are looking for young bucks who can work twice the hours for the price of one. America loves the young and spurns the old. I mean, it's almost like a social blight that maybe it's the perfect satanic plot. Convince a man that he's a has-been at age 40 just when he's actually hitting his prime. Convince him that he's just the shadow of the man that he was.
Tired of living my life this way. Each and every night, keep my loneliness at bay. All of my dreams seem to scatter in the wind. Don't look like I'll ever find my way home again. My heart is heavy, my soul feels like lead. Now I know a child won't grow unless his dreams are fair. Let me tell you, people, just who I am. I'm just a shadow of a man.
A midlife of Peter Pan.
Well, I'm just a shadow of a man.
You know, the most stupid part of it all about ageism is that it's all based on myth. There are scientific facts that give reason for us to rethink our attitudes toward getting old. A study, some findings from the University of Michigan, show two myths, and they refute these two myths. One is, it's too late to reverse the effects of bad habits. Myth number one. Myth number two, Older men are not and cannot be as productive in society. Myth number two, they refute it. The scientific facts tell it all. There's one guy, Maurice Schwartz, 78 years old. I love his quote. He says, "The truth is that part of me is every age. I'm a 3-year-old, I'm a 5-year-old, I'm a 37-year-old. I've been through all of them and I know what it's like. Think of all I could be. I am every age up to my own. How can I be envious of where you are when I've already been there myself?" That's the golden kind of golden truth locked inside older men. Now, you may have a terrible time remembering men's names, but did you know scientifically it's proven that your reasoning power is sharper than ever at midlife and older because you are cashing in on a lifetime of experience and work.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
You know, the single strength, the power of reasoning, ought to be enough to make us seek the counsel of an elder. But older men also have something else. They have a knack for something like sorting out what's really important in life. You ever notice that? Old men have something to teach us about peaceful existence. Many older men have laid down the senseless competition of their young age, and they're more at peace with who they are. They don't try to be somebody else. They've got this inner contentment that everybody wants. When we were boys, think of it. How were you defined? How was your manhood defined? By how soon you were chosen for teams in the gym class. But older men know better than defining manhood by something physical or the size of a bank account. They're quick to see that the ultimate manhood is found spiritually. Loving, giving, defending, initiating. The young man more often unites himself with things that are temporary. His identity is within the sliver of time that's called the human life. But as a man gets older, you've got the capacity to see eternity for the first time. You understand just how temporary this life really is. And thus, you're really more capable of living it more fully and of savoring each moment. Okay, time is running out here. Before we go, two tips to be victorious at age 35 and over. First of all, refuse to believe the myths about aging. And secondly, ask the key question about your legacy. After I die, what do I wish to be remembered for? That will keep you on track.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Bored with life and stressed, but worried about God stealing what fun you do have? Well, you've got it backwards. There's no adventure like understanding more clearly God's game plan for you. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.